You are listening to the DSR NHL Dynasty Podcast with your host, Christopher McDonald.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Christopher McDonald, your host and the commissioner of the Degenerates Stretch Run Dynasty League. You can find me on Twitter at CMacCanada, and this is episode 5 of the DSR NHL Dynasty Podcast. Thanks for listening. This week's show is going to be the best yet. It's the DSR NHL Trade Deadline Show. I will go over the top players my sources confirm are available around the league. Of course, as the trade deadline approaches, teams that are likely not making the playoffs are more likely to trade for younger assets, whereas teams that are going for it may be more willing to trade young assets and draft picks to add veterans or even high-performing young players. But first, we've got news and notes from around the NHL and the DSR League, the Game of the Week recap, and something else I'm doing this week. I'm going to mix in some hockey jokes throughout the show. As I've mentioned a few times, I want to make sure the show is a bit more funny. Just to be clear, though, I don't expect these scripted jokes to be all that funny, which is kind of funny in itself. Kind of like a dad joke. I've got a few dad-style jokes for sure, a few story-style. Hopefully I can make them fit into the show somehow and make them sort of make sense. Here's an example of both. Let's see if you can tell the difference. It's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, and a man makes his way to his seat right at center ice. He sits down, noticing the seat next to him is empty. He leans over and asks his neighbor if someone will be sitting there. "No," says the neighbor, "the seat is empty." "This is incredible," said the man. "Who in their right mind would have a seat like this for the Stanley Cup and not use it?" The neighbor says, "Well, actually, the seat belongs to me. It was supposed to be with my wife, but she passed away. This is the first Stanley Cup we haven't been together since we got married." "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible. But you couldn't find someone else, a friend, relative, or even a neighbor to take the seat?" The man shook his head. "No, they're all at the funeral."
Waka, 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 waka. Hey, you're a great crowd. Thank you, and thank you. Hey, waka, waka.
My son is playing hockey for the youth Nashville team. Go Child Predators. Okay, a rough start to that one, but let's get to this week's news and notes. Around the NHL, Panarin is back, and that's good for Ryan Strome.
Blackwell brings it in with Strome. Blackwell shot on goal, partially blocked by McAvoy. Strome scores! Second effort by the Rangers.
Kreider, that's why I heard it, and then Panarin with a beautiful pass to Strome. Strome has had numerous chances in front of the net in this game.
It was also a good week to start your Edmonton Oilers. They played Ottawa 3 times. Edmonton won all 3 games, and total goals were 16-5 for Edmonton. And they capped it off with a 6-2 win.
We are underway with McDavid pouring in the offensive goal and quickly swinging one through. Joey DeCour, 10 seconds in. McDavid will take it. And Edmonton takes a 1-0 lead.
The game plan here, win the faceoff, get Connor McDavid in motion. Watch him wrap around little Dean Youngbloodish around the center circle. Once he's in full motion, he just can't handle the puck coming over the line. So what does he do? He knows he has Yamamoto drive into the net, throw it into the skates of the goaltender. This is a knuckle puck galore. Goes off the pad, finds its way through that equipment.
For McDavid, waiting, peering in, Draisaitl, one-timer score! Power play goal, Leon Draisaitl, his 5th in 3 games, 15th of the year, and Edmonton extends to a 4-2 lead.
Then I'm going to move, I'm going to find my lane. Beautiful pass out to Leon Draisaitl from a sharp angle. Look at that little opening.
Kaprizov gets his first NHL hat trick. I think this guy is going to be in the news and notes every week.
Zuccarello tried to center. It deflects, but Spurgeon holds. Zuccarello in the circle. Finds Kaprizov on the far side. To the slot for a shot. He scores! Zuccarello and Kaprizov work their magic again. And the Wild lead it 1-0.
This play starts with a defensive play by Kaprizov in his own zone on the back check. Then Zuccarello and Kaprizov decide they just want to play catch in the offensive zone. A couple of good plays break this Coyotes team down. Then Kaprizov finds the middle of the ice, just throws a puck at the net, and I think it's deflected off Dvorak's skate and in the back of the net. But the chaos out in front. Coyotes can't find their sword outs. Kaprizov throws it at the net, and now that one finally beats Aiden Hill.
Got it through to Kaprizov. Kaprizov wanted the wraparound, still with it. Fires, scores! The thrill makes it 2-0.
Again, this time, just the skating. Watch the skating. Opens these hips up. Throws all this misinformation around, gets wheeling around the horn.
But when they needed penalty kills and goaltending again late, they got them.
They did. And they got some offensive production.
And they score again. Surprise, surprise. 36 and 97.
Good faceoff win. This is a set play. It's wing over the wall. So the wing switch spots. Zuccarello goes to the wall, gets the pass down low. Kaprizov finds the spot, comes in on it, and just buries that one. Puts everything he's got into it.
I hear after hockey, Kaprizov is going to become a surgeon. He is specialized in Barry Hattrick surgery.
Waka, 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 waka. Hey, you're a great crowd. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Hey, waka, waka.
In the DSR League standings, Burnins has got sole possession of first overall at 12-4. Leafs the rest behind is right behind him at 11-5. Both of them right now sitting in a position that they would have a first round bye in the playoffs. Next, tied at 10-6, you've got Mr. Last Place and the better Koivu. And then for the last two playoff spots, you've got a three-way tie with my team Sidorkowitz, Clan MacKinnon, and the Semenstains. Only a game back of the playoffs is the Peter North Stars and the Charlestown Chiefs, which makes it a little bit difficult to sort out your sellers and your buyers for the upcoming trade deadline. A first grade teacher explains to her class that she is a Basingstoke Bison fan. She asks her students to raise their hands if they were Bison's fans too. Not really knowing what a Bison's fan was, but wanting to be like their teacher, hands explode into the air. There is, however, one exception. A girl named Mary has not gone along with the crowd. The teacher asks her why she has decided to be different. "Because I'm not a Bison's fan." Then, asks the teacher, "What are you?" "Why, I'm a proud Burnins Inc. fan," boasts the little girl. The teacher is a little perturbed now, her face slightly red. She asks Mary, "Why is she a Burnins fan?" "Well, my dad and mom are Burnins fans, and I'm a Burnins fan too." The teacher is now angry. "That's no reason," she says loudly. "What if your mom was a moron, and your dad was a moron? What would you be then?" A pause and a smile. "Then," says Mary, "I'd be a Bisons fan." And with that, let's get to our Game of the Week recap. Last week's Game of the Week was the now 12-4 Burnins Inc. versus the 7-9 Peter North Stars. Final score was 70-62 for Burnins Inc., giving him sole possession of the first place spot in the league. Let's get to the top stars of the game. Number one star, and it almost goes to Mark Burnins himself. He started both Edmonton goalies, and the combo of Koskinen had and Mike Smith. Koskinen gets 5.68 points, and Smith gets 8.46. Going out on a limb and doing that and having it pay off, you got to be rewarded with the first star of the game. Second star, Adrian Kempe for LA. He's on the losing squad with the Peter North Stars, 12.94 points, a huge week for him. And then Tyson Barrie for Burnins Inc. The Edmonton defenseman had 7.7 points, and that's incredible to get from your back end in fantasy. Other stars that don't really get make it, even though they probably had the points to be there, Austin Matthews has another big week, 10.35 fantasy points, and Braden Point led the way on the winning Burnins Inc. team, 8.02 points. Let's get to the busts. For the Peter North Stars, Jordan Binnington was definitely the biggest disappointment. 0.9 fantasy points for the week. getting that from the goaltending position, that's a good way to lose, even though he didn't lose by much. He can look to that performance from Jordan Binnington. And I think Binnington got his big contract this week, too, so I can't imagine the team was very psyched about that, as well as Tyler's fantasy team. Nikita Zadorov next, 0.25 fantasy points also for the losing team. And rounding out for Tyler's team, all three busts, Adam Fox with 1.15 points. That's not enough to get it done. Missed starts. Had Tyler started Andrew Kopp, he had 6.64 points. Could have slotted him in either left wing spot. Would have helped him out. And though I have been very complimentary of Brennan's decision to start both of his Edmonton goalies, he probably should have swapped out either one for Jakob Markstrom. He had 7.44 points on the bench this week. Speaking of Jakob Markstrom and the Calgary Flames, did you hear the one about the Flames promotional bra? All the support, but only one cup. With the game of the week, I try to have a new team in every week, and so we can take a look and see how teams do. And it feels like the Peter North Stars has been in 50% of our games of the week. But the reality is that the actual game of the week this week is the 7-7 Peter North Stars The actual game of the week this week is the 7-9 Peter North Stars versus the 7-9 Charlestown Chiefs. Both teams are 1 point out of a playoff spot, with three teams ahead of them fighting for those last two playoff spots. So likely the one who doesn't win this one, that'll end their season. So we could call this a playoff game. So no way this one isn't the game of the week. So we'll take a look and see how that one fares out. And maybe that team will know by midweek and get deep into the trade deadline and sell off some of their veteran players before the deadline on Sunday. Having said that, let's get to the most exciting part of the show, the trade deadline preview. First things first, I want to thank owner of the Better Koivu, James Meehan, for this great idea to do a trade bait board and a trade deadline show. Really, really great, and we've had a lot of fun with it, talking about it during the week. In fact, I'm pretty sure people wanted me to get the episode out right away so they could start hearing who's available and get the trade offers going. Last night, definitely, the Sunday night ending the week, I definitely felt a pickup, at least for my team, in teams that wanted to make deals. I was in a lot of trade conversations yesterday, including some of the players that I had put on my trade bait board, but I promise I wasn't taking advantage of having all this information on the trade bait board, trying to get my deals done before I released to you all who was on the board. So, without further ado, let's get into the number one player, or you know what? No. Should we save the top 10? No, let's dive right into it. Okay, so the number one player available. He's 24 years old, a left winger from Burnin's Inc. He's played 22 games, has 12 goals, only 19 points, averaging 1.64 fantasy points per game. It's Alex Tuch. Due to his age, second most fantasy points on the board, and he's got the most goals on the board. Alex Tuch is that player you want to go try to get as soon as you can before he's gone. If he's really available, he's a player that could be helpful for you for a while. Now, one thing I should mention is that I've put a premium on players that aren't just center only. Even though we've got four potential positions with your two flex spots and your two center spots where you could start one of these center only players, there seems to be a lot more of them available than what you're getting anywhere else. So with that, just keep an eye out for some of these rankings, because our number one player for fantasy points overall that's available on this board also ends up being a center only, and that's why he gets pushed down. Not to mention he's 28 years old from the New York Islanders, coming out of the Basingstoke Bison, Jean-Gabriel Pageau. He's played 26 games this year, 9 goals and 17 assists. He is averaging 1.65 points per game. That's fantasy points, of course. 43 total fantasy points on the year. He is the number one player for fantasy points scored that's on this board. Go get yourself Jean-Gabriel Pageau. third overall. If you're a Montreal Canadiens fan, this could perk your ears up. Josh Anderson's available. Brennan Zink showing up again with our number one and number three available prospects on the trade bait board. Josh Anderson's 26 years old. He's a right wing only in the league. He's only played 21 games, has 10 goals and 13 points, 1.52 fantasy points per game, 32 overall. I'd have to say age and games played has definitely boosted this player up. Also, being a right wing only definitely gives him a lot of value. He's our number three player. I'd say our first really big name player available comes up at number four. That's Blake Wheeler. He's 34 years old, though, but he can start in your lineup on either wing position. He's on the Winnipeg Jets. He's available from Mr. Last Place. Wheeler's played 25 games. He's got 24 points, 36 fantasy points. That's good for 1.44 per game. And he's that big name player if you want to go out and get him, although he might be a little more expensive versus what he's actually producing this year. Not just because he's on Mr. Last Place, but ultimately because, you know, he's got that cachet, that name. Now, another guy who shot up my rankings as I looked more and more into him, he's from Leafs the Rest Behind. He's only 24 years old. He's a center left wing out of Dallas. He's only played 15 games, and he leads the board here for points per game. 1.73 points per game, only 26 fantasy points. That's Rupe Hintz from the Dallas Stars. If you can go ahead and get him, his age and games played definitely boosted him up. That fantasy points per game number really stands out. And that's the best among skaters. Number six, Scott Laughton. He's only 26 years old. He's a center out of the Philadelphia Flyers. You'd have to give me a call, get him off Sidorkowitz. He's only played 20 games. He's got 6 goals and 14 points, 32 fantasy points, and 1.6 per game. Definitely age of games played, pushing some of these guys up, making them more valuable. Number 7 also, you're going to have to give me a call. The player nobody wants and who's been available all year, that's 30-year-old Nazem Kadri. He's played 23 NHL games. He's got 6 goals, 12 points, but he does a lot of the other things, so he's got 1.48 points per game. And you can have him. Give me a call. 34 points on the year so far. That's 2 straight center onlys, and we've got another one coming up. That's 29-year-old Brock Nelson. He's a center on the New York Islanders. Give Alvin Simon and Shea Theodore a call. He's played 26 games. He's got 10 goals and 15 total points, 1.3 fantasy points per game, 34 total. Brock Nelson is another center you can go out and get for your team. Now we've got a couple of left wingers coming up next. Number 9 on the trade bait board, another big name player, Claude Giroux. Giroux's only 33. He's a left wing on the Philadelphia Flyers. Call Clan MacKinnon if you want him. He's played 21 games. He's only got 4 goals, which is probably a good time to buy low on him. 18 points, 1.48 fantasy points per game, and 31 fantasy points on the year. Here, let's take a break now. Actually, I did say there was 2 left wings. So the other left wing is Jonathan Marchessault. He's 30 years old. Mr. Last Place has made him available. He's our number 10 from the Vegas Golden Knights. He's played 22 games, 7 goals, 16 points, 1.32 per game. That's 29 fantasy points. So that's our top 10. Alex Tuck, Jean-Gabriel Pageau, Josh Anderson, Blake Wheeler, Rupe Hintz, Scott Laughton, Nazem Kadri, Brock Nelson, Claude Giroux, and Jonathan Marchessault.
I think it's time for a joke.
The Detroit Red Wings foreign scout flies to Baghdad to watch a young Iraqi player play hockey in the new American-sponsored league. And it is suitably impressive, and he arranges for him to come over to the U.S. Their general manager, Steve Yzerman, signed him to a 1-year contract, and the kid joins the team for the preseason. 2 weeks later, the Red Wings are down 4-0 to the Blackhawks with only 10 minutes left. Detroit's head coach gives the young Iraqi the nod, and he goes in. The kid is a sensation, scores 5 goals in 10 minutes, and wins the game for the Wings. The fans are delighted, the players and the coaches are delighted, and the media love their new star. When the player comes off the ice, he phones his mom and tells her about his first day of NHL hockey. "Hello, Mom, guess what?" he says. "I play for 10 minutes today. We were 4-0 down, but I score 5 goals and we win. Everybody loved me. The fans, the media, they all love me." "Wonderful," says the mom. "Let me tell you about my day. Your father got shot in the street and robbed. Your sister and I were ambushed, raped, and beaten. And your brother has joined a gang of looters. All this while you were having such a great time." The young Iraqi is very upset. "What can I say, Mom, but I'm so sorry." "Sorry? You're sorry?" says his mom. "It's your fault we moved to Detroit in the first place."
Waka, 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 waka. Hey, you're a great crowd. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Hey, waka, waka.
All right, let's get back to the Trade Bait Board 2020 season edition. We start off the second 10 with a couple goaltenders. Number 11 on the trade bait board is Anton Khudobin. Yeah, he's 34, plays for Dallas. You can get him from the Basingstoke Bison. He's played 13 games, but he's averaged 2.46 fantasy points in those 13 games. It's good for 32 points overall. You can also, if you prefer, go get Jonathan Quick. He's 35 years old, goaltender for the Los Angeles Kings. Give Leafs the Rest Behind a call, and you can have him. He's played 12 total games, 2.58 fantasy points, 31 total fantasy points. Next is another center only. That's Paul Stastny, 35-year-old center out of Winnipeg. Give Johnny Mac's Dirty Dangles a call if you want him. 25 total games played, 7 goals, 14 points, 1.2 points per game, and 30 fantasy points overall. Paul Stastny's available. Number 14 on the board, Matt Zuccarello. He's 33 years old. He's a right wing, playing for Minnesota. Give the better Koivu a call. Now, this guy's only played 12 games, but he's averaging... Let's see here. Hold on. No, he's played 14 games, 1.58 fantasy points per game, and he's got 19 total for the year, but that's a little bit misleading. Keep an eye on those fantasy points per game. 1.58, that's solid. That puts him up around the guys that we had ranked in the top six. If you want to get Matt Zuccarello and just ignore the fact that he's 33, you can get a good value for him. Next on the list, a player you've heard a lot if you're paying attention to the waiver wire and also paying attention to our group chat, Kasperi Kapanen comes in at number 15. He's only 24 years old. He's a right wing on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Give Alvin Simon and Shea Theodore if you want him. He's been cut by Charlestown Chiefs and Zadorkiewicz, and he's played 22 games, 7 goals, 17 assists, 1.27 fantasy points per game, 28 total fantasy points. Probably a player both teams would like to hold on to because of his age. He's definitely a nice asset. Kind of fits Alvin Simon and Shea Theodore's team, but maybe he's going to help your playoff team get the rest of the way if they get hot. Number 16 on the list, Andrei Burakovsky, 26-year-old right winger from the Colorado Avalanche. If you want to go out and get yourself a Colorado Avalanche player, there isn't many available. Though, of course, Nazem Kadri is. But if you'd prefer Andrei Burakovsky, get yourself him in the right winger. Give the Charlestown Chiefs a call. He's played 20 games. He's got 5 goals and 15 points. He's averaging 1.1 point per game in fantasy. It's 22 total fantasy points. Number 17 on the trade bait list, you've got Jamie Benn. He's only 31 years old. He's a center left wing out of Dallas. Johnny Mac's Dirty Dangles has made him available. Dallas has only played 17 games, so Ben's 4 goals and 12 points, average of 1.29 fantasy points, 22 overall, maybe a little bit misleading, although the 1.29 is that point per game, but still very good. And again, another guy kind of like Claude Giroux, who's underperforming right now, and you can get for a little bit of a discount. Another Dallas star comes up and our top-rated defenseman on the board, Miro Heiskanen. Being only 21 years old, Mr. Last Place has had enough waiting. He's played 21 games, 2 goals, and 13 total points, 0.81 fantasy points per game, 17 total fantasy points. He definitely got boosted up the board due to his age, but Miro Heiskanen makes a nice prospect player, comes in at number 18. Another prospect and the youngest player on the trade bait board comes in at 19. Kaapo Kakko, 20-year-old left wing, right wing from the New York Rangers. Charlestown Chiefs has made him available for the right price. He's only played 17 games, but he's got 4 goals. Oh no, that's the wrong guy. He's also played 17 games, but Kaapo's only got 2 goals and 4 total points. That's 0.47 points per game, 8 total fantasy points on the year. Definitely got a big age boost, but you know, because of the draft capital the Rangers put into Kakko, that he's going to get every opportunity to succeed in the Big Apple. Next, another young player, number 20 on our board, that's Cody Glass, 21 years old. He's a left wing, right wing, out of the Vegas Golden Knights and Burnin's Inc. He's played 18 games, has 3 goals and 9 total points. That's 0.89 points per game, 16 total points. He's also age boosted, and Cody Glass is available if you want him. An Edmonton Oilers fan, a Montreal Canadiens fan, a Toronto Maple Leafs fan, and an Ottawa Senators fan climb to the top of Mount Everest. They look over the edge in wonder. Then the Oilers fan shouts, "This is for the Oilers," and jumps off the cliff. Well, the Montreal Canadiens fan, not wanting to be outdone, shouts, "This is for the Canadiens," and jumps to his death. Seeing the trend, the Senators fan looks around for a moment, then he walks behind the Maple Leafs fan, gives him a big shove off the mountain, and yells, "This is for hockey fans everywhere." Okay, the final 10 on the board starts off with number 21, Jakub Voracek, 31-year-old right winger from the Philadelphia Flyers. You can get him from Clan MacKinnon. He's played 20 games, has 3 goals and 16 total points, 1.05 points per game, 21 total. Go get yourself Jakub Voracek if you need a left winger. Oh, sorry, right winger. I'm seeing the left winger is next on the board. Jaden Schwartz, only 28 years old from the St. Louis Blues, leaves the rest behind, has made him available. 14 games played. He's only got 2 goals and 9 points in those 14 games. That's 1 point per game average in fantasy, because he does a little bit more than just get those points. Also, that's 14 total points on the year. Mark Giordano, he was in the preview I sent you all, comes in at number 23. He's 37 years old, and he's going to start a run of 5 straight defensemen here. So it goes Giordano from Calgary, from Johnny Mac's Dirty Dangles. He's played 26 games, the most of the available defensemen. Got 3 goals and 13 total points, 0.81 fantasy points per game, 21 total. He was definitely lowered due to his age. Next available defenseman is Alec Martinez. He's only 33 years old. He's from the Vegas Golden Knights and comes from Sidorkowitz. He's only played 22 games, but only has 1 goal and 10 total points, 0.82 fantasy points per game, and he's got 18 total on the year. Josh Morrissey, the youngest of the available defensemen, other than Miro Heiskanen we heard about earlier. Josh Morrissey's 25 years old, plays for Winnipeg. He's from the Better Koivu. He's played 25 games, 1 goal, 10 points, 0.6 points per game, and 15 total for the year. Points per game is not very good there for Josh Morrissey. Matthias Ekholm comes in at number 26. He's 30 years old, a defenseman out of Nashville. Alvin Simon and Shea Theodore has got him available. He's played 19 games, has 4 goals and 9 points, 0.79 fantasy points per game, and he's got 15 total. Finally, number 27, the last defenseman on the board, Ryan Ellis. He's 30 years old. He's from the Better Koivu. He's played 21 games this year, has 2 goals and 9 total points, 0.67 points per game, 14 total for the year. Next, you've got Evgeny Kuznetsov. He's 28. He's a center right wing for the Washington Capitals. The Peter North Stars has made him available. He's got 15 games played, 2 goals and 8 points total, 0.87 fantasy points per game, and 13 total for the year. Why did the refs stop the play in the Washington Capitals game? Kuznetsov! Kuznetsov! Number 29 on the list, Ben Bishop. If you want to get that other Dallas goalie, he's also available. 34 years old. He's on the Basingstoke Bison. He hasn't played a game yet this year. If you want to roll the dice, maybe you've got a goaltender for next year. Maybe he gets in sometime later this year for yourself in the playoffs. Take the chance. He comes in at number 29 on the board. Troy Terry, one of the younger players on the board, is also available. He's a 23-year-old right winger. He plays for Anaheim. He's from the Charlestown Chiefs. He's played 21 games this year, has 4 goals, 7 total points, 0.57 points per game. Probably more of a prospect with only 12 total points, but 23-year-old Troy Terry is available if you want to get in touch with the Chiefs. And rounding out the board, we do have 31 players. Max Domi from the Peter North Stars is available. 26 years old, a center only out of the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's played 27 games, 3 goals, 7 total points, 0.56 points per game. That's 15 total for the year. Max Domi rounds out the trade bait board. So just to recap, we've got Alex Tuck, then Jean-Gabriel Pageau, Josh Anderson, Blake Wheeler, Rupe Hintz, Scott Laughton, Nazem Kadri, Brock Nelson, Claude Giroux, Jonathan Marchessault, Anton Hudobin, Jonathan Quick, Paul Stastny, Mats Zuccarello, Kasperi Kapanen, Andrei Burakovsky, Jamie Benn, Miro Heiskanen, Kaapo Kakko, Cody Glass, Jakub Voracek, Jaden Schwartz, Mark Giordano, Alec Martinez, Josh Morrissey, Matthias Ekholm, Ryan Ellis, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Ben Bishop, Troy Terry, and Max Domi to wrap up the trade bait board. Hopefully you guys got something out of this and we can see some deals coming up. I'll review the trade deadline. Also remember that the trade deadline is this coming Monday morning at 6 a.m. Probably best to consider that this Sunday is going to be the last opportunity for you to make trades, because I don't think anybody's going to be waking up in the 5 o'clock hour to accept your offer. Well, that pretty much does it for the trade deadline show. I'll be sharing the trade bait board in a few hours. Maybe I'll wait till Tuesday morning. I hope you guys all have productive trade talks. Be sure to try to think of what works for the other team. And maybe if you're just looking for a right winger and you're trying to trade a centerman, take a look at the board. And if somebody has similar age, points per game, is on a similarly okay offensive team, then just make the deal, one for one. No need to try to target someone's top player that they don't really want to move. Yeah, I'm talking about my squad. Every offer I get is for Eichel or Svechnikov. Let's get into the players that we're making available so we can get some deals done this week. If not, there's obviously no pressure to make any deals. A lot of you have had a really good season. Most of us are in the thick of it still, with a few weeks left before we're officially eliminated. 2 weeks before playoffs, really 3 weeks as of this recording. Before I let you go, let's dive into some of the jokes that didn't make the show. Why do Canadians always beat Germans at hockey? Canadians bring their A game and Germans bring their worst. Verst. There's a lot of turns his Xbox off. Jokes I didn't use, like, what does the Winnipeg Jets fan do after he wins the Stanley Cup? He turns his Xbox off. How many Montreal Canadiens fans does it take to change a light bulb? The answer is 3. 1 to change the light bulb, and 2 more to talk about how great the old bulb was. What's the difference between a bra and the Canucks? A bra has cups. What do you call a Canuck with a cup? A thief. Why doesn't Victoria have an NHL team? Because Vancouver would want one first. Why is draft beer not sold at a Canucks game? Because they don't have any cups. On a tour to Florida, the Pope took a couple days off to visit the coast for some sightseeing. He was cruising along the beach in the Popemobile, when there was a frantic commotion just off the shore. A helpless man wearing a Montreal Canadiens jersey was struggling frantically to free himself from the jaws of a 25-foot shark. As the Pope watched, horrified, a speedboat came racing up with three men wearing New York Rangers jerseys aboard. One quickly fired a harpoon into the shark's side, while the other two reached out and pulled the bleeding, semi-conscious Canadiens fan out of the water. Then, using baseball bats, the three heroes in blue beat the shark to death and hauled it into the boat as well. Immediately, the Pope shouted and summoned them to the beach. "I give you my blessing for your brave actions," he told them. "I heard that there was some bitter hatred between Rangers and Canadiens fans, but now I can see with my own eyes that this is not the truth." As the Pope drove off, the harpooner asked his buddies, "Who was that?" "It was the Pope," one replied. "He is in direct contact with God and has access to all of God's wisdom." "Well," the harpooner said, "he may have access to God's wisdom, but he don't know nothing about shark fishing. How's that bait holding up?" A Flames fan and a Canucks fan get into a car accident. Both cars are totally demolished, but amazingly, neither of them are hurt. The Flames fan's car has a Flames sticker clearly visible, while the Canucks fan's car has a Canucks sticker clearly visible. After they crawl out of their cars, the Canucks fan says, "So you're a Flames fan. That's interesting. I'm a Canucks fan." "Wow, just look at our cars. There's nothing left. But fortunately, we are unhurt." "This must be a sign from God that we should meet and be friends and live together in peace the rest of our days." The Flames fan replied, "I agree with you completely. This must be a sign from God." The Flames fan continued, "And look at this. My car is completely demolished, but this bottle of whiskey didn't break. Surely God wants us to drink this and celebrate our good fortune." Then he hands the bottle to the Canucks fan. The Canucks fan nods his head in agreement, opens the bottle, and takes a few big swigs from the bottle, then hands it back to the Flames fan. The Flames fan takes the bottle, immediately puts the cap back on, and hands it to the Canucks fan. The Canucks fan asks, "Aren't you having any?" The Flames fan replied, "No, I think I'll just wait for the police." Well, that's going to do it for the show. I really appreciate you guys listening in. I hope you enjoyed it. Few jokes along the way, and a great show regarding the trade deadline. Look for the trade bait board to be available on Tuesday morning. Thanks for listening.
Oh, Mr. Pepe!
What?
Now you're supposed to say, "Yes, Mr. Bear."
Yeah, what is it?
Never mind. Did you hear the one about the new broom?
Oh, the one that's sweeping the nation? Yeah, they were talking one. About it. Some people were talking about it.
You just let me do the jokes, okay?
Okay, do jokes.
Did you hear about the golfer wearing two pairs of pants?
So you got a hole in one. This is Arnold Palmer. What's his name?
Okay, let me explain something to you, Pippin.
What? Yeah. What is it?
Just let me tell the jokes, okay?
What jokes?
Just, you know what? Just stand there. Just stand there. All right?
All right.
Okay. Two peanuts were walking down the street.
Oh, I heard that one got assaulted. This was terrible. I read it in the papers, okay?
Oh.
That's awful. Oh. That's awful.